On today's podcast, we will be covering views over the Mandela effect.
So I'm here with my dad, Jesse Longoria, and I have a few questions for you. Have you ever heard of the Mandela effect?
Yes.
Are you aware of what it is?
Kinda.
Would you like me to explain it to you?
Yes.
Okay, so the Mandela effect happened a long time ago when everyone thought Nelson Mandela already died when he was in prison, which he did not. And so everyone started saying it was the Mandela effect because everyone remembered him dying when he never actually died. So the Mandela effect is pretty much like what everyone believes it was, but now is actually something else. I have a few examples. There's the Monopoly one, which is the Monopoly man never had a monocle.
What's a monocle?
A monocle is the little one glass.
Oh. Yeah, he did.
You believe that he did?
He did. He had one in the game I played.
Well, that's actually a Mandela effect because he never had a monocle. It never existed.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so you believe that one. You believe that he had one.
I believe he had one, or I believe in that Mandela effect?
If you believe that he had one, you believe in that Mandela effect.
Oh, then yes.
Okay. The next one I have for you is the Kit Kat one.
Do I gotta say Kit Kat again?
The Kit Kat one is pretty much stating that, like, Kit Kat never had a dash. A lot of people remember it having a dash, like Kit dash Kat. Which one do you remember?
Dash.
You remember it having a dash?
Kit Kat had a dash.
Okay.
Yeah, it did. Wasn't a dot, it was a dash.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you agree?
Yes.
Because it did have a dash.
Yes. And then
what
my...
What do you have now?
It doesn't have anything.
Oh, so they changed it.
No. They never had a dash to begin with.
Yes, it did.
No. A lot of people remember it having a dash, but it, like, never had a dash.
It had a dash.
My third and final one for you is the Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer.
Yes. Which is Oscar Mayer spelled M-E-Y-E-R. But everyone remembers it being spelled M-A-Y-E-R.
It is spelled M-A-Y-E-R.
No, it's spelled M-E-Y-E-R.
No.
So you believe that it's spelled M-A-Y-E-R?
It is spelled M-A-Y-E-R.
It's no longer spelled like that.
Well, who changed it?
It's never been spelled like that.
Yes, it has. I lived on bologna my whole life.
Okay, so my final question for you is, do you believe that the Mandela effect is real? So do you believe in the Mandela effect?
Yes.
Thank you for your time and answering my questions.
You're welcome.
I'm here with my mom, Wendy Rankin, and I'm going to ask you a few questions about the Mandela effect.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
No.
So what the Mandela effect is it's pretty much like a lot of people remember it, things being one way, but in reality, it's never been that way. Like, it's like changed.
Okay.
I have a few examples for you. And you're going to tell me, like, if you remember it one way or the other.
Okay.
The first example I have for you is in Snow White when the queen looks into the mirror and everyone remembers it being mirror, mirror on the wall.
Correct.
Apparently that is not what she says. She says magic mirror on the wall.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
So which one do you believe?
I believe it's mirror, mirror on the wall.
Okay. The next example I have is Sex and the City. Everyone remembers it being Sex in the City.
Yes, that's what I remember as well.
Which one?
Sex in the City.
Well, if you look at it now, it's now Sex and the City.
Yeah, don't believe that either.
And the third and final one I have for you is We Are the Champions. At the end of the song, everyone remembers him saying, of the world, when he finishes that line. Well, if you listen to it now, he never said that. Freddie Mercury never said of the world at the end of the song.
Oh, he just said in...
He just said we are the champions.
Oh.
Which one do you remember?
Champions of the world.
And my third and final question for you is, do you believe in the whole Mandela effect idea?
Yes.
Thank you for listening and giving me your feedback on these questions.
You're welcome.
So now I'm here with Randy Culpepper. She's a junior in our class. And have you ever heard of the Mandela Effect?
Yes, I have.
Do you know what it is?
Not exactly.
It's basically a world-renowned thing where everyone remembers things being one way, but it's actually a complete different thing. And I do have a few examples for you. And the first example is Mickey Mouse not having any suspenders. When you were a child, do you remember him having suspenders?
Yes. No, wait. No? No, he didn't have suspenders.
You don't remember him having suspenders?
No. It's just two buttons on his pants.
That's what it is now, but not a lot of people remember it that way. I personally remember it, like, him having just the two buttons, like, no suspenders. But I guess I'm not old enough to know what it was back then. And then the second one is, there was a very famous painting that everyone thought existed. And it was King Henry VIII holding a turkey leg during, like, being painted. And do you ever remember coming across that painting?
Yes.
Yeah, well, so do I, but never happened. Apparently, it never happened. But, like, so many people remember it. And I think there was one.
I think there was, too.
I think there was one. And then the third and final one is the Star Wars one, which is when Darth Vader says, Luke, I am your father.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's not what he says.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently he says, no, I am your father.
I don't remember it like that.
It would have to be Luke, because do you know how many shirts have Luke, I am your father? They can't just mess that up.
Yeah. No. I've always remembered it as Luke.
It would have to be Luke. No doesn't sound right. It's Luke, I am your father.
That's how I remember it.
That's how a lot of people remember it. You can't just pull that one out of nowhere and just be like, no, I am your father. No, you're wrong. And so those are the examples I have for you now. So, based on these and, like, the other effects that you've probably heard, do you believe that the Mandela Effect exists?
Well, yes, because I remember these things as, like, differently than they actually are. So I guess I would have to, right?
Yeah.
Then I guess, yeah, I believe the Mandela Effect's real.
Okay. Thank you for taking time out of your night to do this.
You're welcome.